This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Thank you. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله today is the day of Jumu'ah إن شاء الله Jumu'ah مباركة and in سورة الجمعه Allah سبحانه وتعالى brings two profound statements together. The first one is about death, and then the next one is about Jumu'ah, the actual congregation, our congregation in Jama'ah on the day of Jumu'ah in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How are these two connected? It's almost like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I'm calling you to the masjid at least once a week to think about death. To remind yourself, and starting with myself, that we are all going to die. I mean, can you imagine being a person in Gaza, or in the West Bank, or in Yemen, or one of our Rohingya brothers in Burma, or in one of the refugee camps? Wherever Muslims are suffering, wherever death is hovering, because that is what it must feel like. If you just take the numbers of Muslims that have been martyred, who have died because of poverty or disease in the last, let's say, 20 years, the number is staggering, it's phenomenal. So as an ummah, we should be shocked by this. We shouldn't just think that, okay, because we live in a relatively, and besides the high crime rate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and guide us and save us from all the calamities of this life and the punishment of the year after. But generally speaking, we live in a relatively safe environment compared to living in a war zone. Compared to living in an area where there is famine and disease. And from time to time where people are literally dying like flies. Then it should be enough. If we be true believers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the true believers. If we be true believers, then it should shake us to our core. Just like it shakes them to their core. The presence of death, the reality of death, that which we are avoiding our entire lives. Not so? Let's go to the verse. So the verse I started with was verse number 8 of Surah Al-Jumu'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What must he say? Innal maut. Verily, death. This is not something, you know, that you must take lightly. This is something that is affirmed and reconfirmed over and over and over again in the Holy Quran. قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْ Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that verily death, that which they are running away from. We've been literally raised to avoid death. That's why, if there's anything I can remember from my early years at primary school, was the teacher teaching us, when you get to the edge of the road, then you must look right and left and right again. But that's only if the cars are driving on the left-hand side of the road. Don't apply that in a country where they're driving on the right-hand side, the wrong side of the road. When we get sick and we get taken to the doctor, when we hear a bang, we just duck. You know, we're always avoiding death. We're trying to prevent death, the inevitable. And that's part of our human nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instilled within the human psyche a level of fear, almost as a form of protection. But when that death comes, and Allah is the one that decrees that time of death, Allah yatawaffa al-anfus hina mawtiha, Allah is the one that takes the souls at their time of death. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created asbab, He's created causes, the likes of the minister of death, Malik al-Maut. Qul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, say, O Muhammad, يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the angel of death is the one that takes your souls. He who has been assigned to you. So he's a sabab, he's a cause. And then working under Malik al-Maut are the Rusulul Maut, are the Malaikatul Maut, are the angels that literally are sent to come and pull our souls from our extremities to the point of no return, and then to be handed over to Malik al-Maut, to be shown our place in Jannah or Jahannam, and then to remain in the Barzakh until the day when the trumpet will be sounded and we'll all be standing up and looking on in the grandest courtroom in front of the highest judge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, when that death does come, decreed by Allah, managed and controlled by Allah, then it cannot be delayed for one moment, nor can it be brought forward for one moment. But until that moment comes, we're avoiding death. We're avoiding death. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجْلُهُمْ فَلَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ And if their appointed time of death comes, it cannot be delayed for a moment, nor can it be brought forward for a moment. When that time comes, we have to go. وَلَنْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ أَجْلُهَا Allah will never ever delay the appointed time of death of a soul when it comes. But until then, we're avoiding it. We're running away from it. قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْ But no matter how long we avoid it, no matter how much we try and run away from it, what does Allah say? فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ It's going to catch up with you. It's going to grab you. Literally grab you. قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ And then you will be returned, then you will all be returned to the Alim al-Ghaybi, to the Knower of the Unseen, the Knower of the Unseen World, and the Knower of the Seen World. Al-Ghayb, Alim al-Ghayb, wa-Shahada. Alim al-Ghayb is the Unseen World, and Alim al-Shahada is the is the seen world. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ And then he will inform you as to what you were doing. The whole time you were avoiding death. Or at least you thought you were. You were just waiting for the bus. You were waiting for the train. You were waiting for the plane. However you imagine that vehicle to be, that takes us from this world into the next. We're just literally waiting at the stop. What did the Prophet say, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, "Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharib wa abir as-sabil." Be in this world as if you're a stranger or a traveler. Qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Mathali wa mathal ad-dunya," the likeness of me and the likeness of this world. "Ka mathali rahilin istadalla tahta shajaratin thumma ansaraf." Is the likeness of a person on a journey. They stopped over to rest under the shade of a tree, and then they moved on. It is narrated in the books of Tafasir that Nabi Allah Nuh labitha fi qawmihi alf sana illa 50 aaman. He remained for 1,000 minus 50 amongst these people. 950 years. They asked him, "How was your life?" He said it was like entering the one door of a tent and exiting from the other end. 950 years. And what is our age? The average age. Something which our beloved Prophet ﷺ brought our attention to over 1400 years ago. He said, "A'maru ummati bayna 60 wa 70." The average age of my ummah is between 60 and 70 years. And those of you who are 60 and 70, inshallah, Allah grant you bonus in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only in the obedience of Allah. The ulama say it's not correct to wish for death. It's not correct to wish for death. Although there will come a time. There will come a time because of affliction. I mean, do you blame a person living in Gaza who has lost all of their family, all their loved ones, lost all their material possessions, lost everything that was near and dear to them in this world? Would you blame them for wishing for death? Certainly not. And that's exactly what the hadith says. The hadith says because of affliction, man will literally wish for death. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith narrated by Abu Huraira, it is recorded in Sahih Muslim, it's an authentic hadith. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والذي نفسي بيدي لا تذهب الدنيا حتى يمر الرجل على القبر فيتمرغ عليه ويقول يا ليتني كنت مكان صاحب هذا القبر يا ليتني كنت مكان صاحب هذا القبر. He said, "By the one in whose hand lies my soul." It's a way of saying, "Wallahi, or billahi, or tallahi." "Walladhi nafsi biyadi," makes a qasam. He takes an oath by Allah. He says, "By the one in whose hand lies my soul, the dunya will not end. The dunya will not end until a man passes by a grave. And then he sits next to that grave and he turns the soil of that grave. And he says, if only I could be in the place of the inhabitant of this grave." And this will happen in the end times, the ulama have said. And Jamaat al-Muslimin, when we look at the signs of the end times, we are in the end times. How long there is still left? Allahu alam. None of us know, and none of us can know. But there are signs. There are signs. And enough signs for us to know that there's no more time for play. That we have to wake up. C8252 Polo is parking in front of somebody's driveway. Please, if you can move your car. Jazakumullah khairan. Is it on this side, Ajinay? On this side. A car is blocking a driveway. If you can please, it's a Polo. If you can please remove your car. Jazakumullah khairan. Ya laytani kuntu makana sahibi hadha al-qabr. وليس به الدين إلا البلاء. And he said, and it won't because of a religious affliction. The person's a mu'min, the person's a Muslim. So it won't be because of deen that they will ask for Allah to take them away. It will purely be because of physical affliction. They won't want to be on this dunya anymore. Wallahi, we can't imagine. Can you imagine? Allah, I can't imagine what our brothers and sisters in Gaza are going through. But فَلْنَعْتَبِرْ Aren't we going to take note of the reality of death? Of the certainty of death? لَا سَمَحَ اللَّهُ Allah forbid that death had to hover over our heads like it hovers over the people of Gaza today. Then what are we going to do? Then we want to scramble to make our affairs right. To stop indulging in riba. To pay off our debts. To stop defrauding and slandering and being hasad over one another. Yes, it's never too late. It's never too late until the soul reaches that point in the throat. That is the point of no return. Before then, the doors of Tawbah are open. The doors of Tawbah are wide open. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ Allah accepts the repentance of a servant as long as their souls don't reach their throats. So as long as we're still alive, then we still have a chance to make right where we've done wrong, to repent and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كُلُّ بِنِ آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرِ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ All of those, all of mankind make mistakes, and the best of those who make mistakes are those who repent and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the problem is, Malik al-Maut doesn't make appointments. He doesn't make appointments. Even for somebody that has a long illness, like cancer for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives shifa to all our sick and make it easy for them. But like the poet says, he says, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي إِذَا جَنَّ اللَّيْلُ فَهَلْ تَعِيشُ إِلَى الْفَجْرِ تَزَوَّدْ مِنَ التَّقْوَى فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي He says, gather up the provision of Allah consciousness. تزود من التقوى فإنك لا تدري إذا جن الليل فهل تعيش إلى الفجر He says, gather up the provision of Allah consciousness. Wallahi jama'a. Brother Riyad, I start with you. Wallahi, it's time for us to make sure that we are of the muttaqeen. Not a minute later, not an hour later, not a day, not a week, not a month. Right now, Allahumma ja'alna min al-muttaqeen. Allahumma ja'alna min al-muttaqeen. Inna al-arda lillah yurithuha man yasha'u min ibadi wal-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. What did Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam say to his people? Indeed, the earth belongs to Allah. He will allow to inherit this earth those that are pleasing to him, and the final victory will be for the muttaqeen. For those who have been conscious and mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the poet says, تَزَوَّدْ مِنَ التَّقْوَى Gather up the provision of Allah consciousness. Before I do something, before I say something, before I even think something, is Allah going to be pleased? Yes, Bismillah. No, astaghfirullah for even thinking about it in the first place. فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي Gather up the provision of Allah consciousness, for indeed you do not know. If the night is to come, are you going to see tomorrow? Are we going to see tomorrow? Wallahi, we don't know. Wallahi billahi tal. Walladhi nafsi biyadi. By the one in whose hand lies my and your souls. We don't even know if we're going to see another day. Again, may Allah grant us long life in His obedience. Ameen. We go to bed tonight and what do we say? Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Oh Allah, with your name, I die because sleep is a small death and I am given life again. When you wake up in the morning, alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhin nushur. All praise and thanks is due solely to Allah who gave me life after He caused my death, a small death, sleep. He didn't withhold my soul because that's death. He gave it back, ila ajli musamma, till an appointed time. But no matter how many times He does that, no matter how many mornings I wake up, ilayhin nushur, no matter how many more days, weeks, months, or years He grants me on this dunya, ilayhin nushur. We say that every morning, wa ilayhin nushur. To Him is my final return. To Him is my final return. So it's like every day we have to live as if it's our last day. Every single day. Preparing for our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, death, that which they are avoiding, running away from, it's going to catch up with them. And then they'll be returned to the knower of the unseen world and the seen world. And then he will inform them as to what they were doing. تزود من التقوى فإنك لا تدري إذا جن الليل فهل تعيش إلى الفجر وكم من فتى أمسى وأصبح ضاحكا وقد نسجت أكفانه وهو لا يدري وكم من عروس زينوها لزوجها وقد قبضت أرواحهم ليلة العرس وكم من صغار يرتجى طول عمرهم وقد أدخلت أجسادهم ظلمة القبر وكم من صحيح مات بغير علة وكم من سقيم عاش حين من الدهر. He says, gather up the provision of Allah consciousness, for indeed you do not know. If the night is to come, are you going to see tomorrow? And how many a small child is woken up in the morning, all happy, laughing and joyful, and their kafan has been sewn, it's in the marketplace already, yet they do not know. And how many brides have been beautified for their bridegrooms, yet their souls have been taken on the night of their honeymoon. A few years ago, a couple, they just got married. They got into their car. They were going on honeymoon up country somewhere. They got just past Three Sisters, Beaufort West. Massive car accident. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You think they would have ever imagined that on the day when he said of her, قَبِلْتُ نِكَاحَهَا لِنَفْسِ بِذَلِكَ. وَكَمْ مِنْ صِغَارٍ. How many children have we wished for them a long life, yet their bodies have been entered into the darknesses of the graves. And at the end he says, and how? وَكَمْ مِنْ صَحِيحٍ. How many healthy people? Listen carefully. He says, وَكَمْ مِنْ صَحِيحٍ مَاتَ بِغَيْرِ عِلَّةٍ. How many healthy people have died without sickness? How many healthy people? He was a friend of ours in the community. I'm sure many of you know him. He was like a super athlete. He was a super athlete. He was super fit. He collapsed while running on the road. Massive heart attack. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Wa kam min sahihin mata bi ghayri 'illatin. And how many healthy people have died without sickness? Wa kam min saqimin 'asha hina min ad-dahri. And how many sick people have lived a long life? That is why we need to prepare. Man ahabba liqa Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'a. Whoever loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet that person. وَمَنْ كَرِيَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ كَرِيَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَ. And whoever dislikes to meet Allah, Allah dislikes to meet that person. And so Jamaat al-Muslimin, the certainty of death. Just think about it. We prepare We prepare for just about everything. Prepare for holidays. We prepare, especially when you go on Hajj. Yeah, Allahu Akbar. Some people save their whole lives to go on Hajj. They go to madrasa for 30, 40 years. They're like muftis when they arrive in Makkah. And you know what I mean when I say that. MashaAllah. They have cards printed, announcements made. They go to people's houses. InshaAllah, as Allah fakhan, dan is ek en my vrou, mushafi, na die hoeke baytullah. Ons vra vir vergifnis, vir enige ding wat ons gedoen het, wetend of onwetend. I love this greeting in Afrikaans, subhanallah. So sweet. Such preparation. Give money to the agent. Hotels need to be booked. Flights need to be booked. 3 days before the time, die tafel is gedek. Kusisters and samosas and dalchis and alles wat malas. And mashallah, through the barakah of that sitting, klomp slavats. But with all of that preparation, wallahi, we're not even sure if we're going to make it to the airport alive on the day of our departure. And if we prepare so much for something that we're not even sure is going to happen, how can we not prepare for that which we 100% sure is going to happen? In actual fact, it is the only thing that we are 100% sure is going to take place in our lives after we leave the wombs of our mothers. And that is that we are going to die. That's why it's called the certainty. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every soul shall taste the death. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And everybody will be get their wages in full. In other words, they will get what they deserve. When? On the day of judgment. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدَ فَازَ. So is ever saved from the fire and entered into paradise, then they are successful. That's the ultimate success. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. And the life of this world is nothing but deceiving enjoyment. 1 minute we're enjoying it, enjoying our families and our material possessions and going on holiday and having a nice time. And next minute, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. He repeats it 3 times. Every soul shall taste the death. And we shall give you a test of adversity and prosperity. Ah, be careful. Be careful. People in Gaza, they are getting the test of adversity, and alhamdulillah, it has purified them and brought them ever closer to Allah. We are in the trial of prosperity. Beware. Because when somebody is in a trial of prosperity, they can forget Allah. Nasullah. Nasullah. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. They forgot Allah, so Allah caused them to forget themselves. Nay, they are the biggest losers. Allahumma tub alayna. Allah, forgive us and guide us, Ya Rab. And then the last one, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Every soul shall taste the death. And then to us, meaning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wahda, because this is called the royal we. Damir al-Azama, the pronoun of greatness. Then to us, meaning to Allah, we shall all be returned. Again, time is caught up with us, but let us just connect it for what we're going to, inshallah, speak about next week in part 2 of our discussion. And that is the next verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَعْدَ عُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. So immediately after speaking about death, and that no matter how much we try and avoid it, death is going to catch up with us, and then we're going to be returned to Allah, and then He's going to tell us what we have done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh, those of you who believe, if the call is made to come to Jum'ah, fas'au, then go forward to the remembrance of Allah. Wadharul bay'. It's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, for this hour. And I know sometimes I make you late for work. Please forgive me. I ask you maaf. I don't do it on purpose. I can buy a pratik with. But for the time that we are in, it's like Allah is telling us, listen here. Death is after all of us. So go to the masjid on a Friday Forget about the dunya and think about death and meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until next week, I leave you all in the protection of Allah. May we see another week, inshallah, in the obedience of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide, bless and protect us all and grant victory to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam over all its enemies. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alameen. Masjid al-Sunni monthly Qiyam al-Layl program, Saturday 12th of October 2024, 9:30 p.m. inshallah. Guest reciter will be Tanzilur Rahman Jasim. Tanzilur Rahman Jasim. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله تزود من التقوى فإنك لا تدري إذا جن الليل فهل تعيش إلى الفجر وكم من فتى أمسى وأصبح ضاحكا وقد نسجت أكفانه وهو لا يدري وكم من عروس زينوها لزوجها وقد قبضت أرواحهم ليلة العرس وكم من صغار يرتجى طول عمرهم وقد أدخلت أجسادهم ظلمة القبر وكم من صحيح مات بغير علة وكم من سقيم عاش حين من الدهر وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صل عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثروا من هازم اللذات أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أي أن نفكر في الموت كثيرا. أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا. هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافة الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين والبدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق الدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة وفي الضفة الغربية. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع ومنهم من خوف. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة. اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا. اللهم عليك بالصهاينة ومن ولاهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم شتت شملهم. اللهم فرق جمعهم. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى وبيت المقدس والأرض المقدسة من أيديهم وارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وحر العزيز يا رب العالمين. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. فلا صدق ولا صلى ولكن كذب وتولى ثم ذهب إلى أهله يتمطى أولى لك فأولى ثم أولى لك فأولى أيحسب الإنسان أن يترك سدى ألم يك نطفة من مني يمنى ثم كان علقة فخلق فسوى فجعل منه الزوجين الذكر والأنثى أليس ذلك بقادر على أن يحيي الموتى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام. تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم عليك توكلنا وإليك نبنا وإليك المصير. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين وتقبل شهداءنا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ومن عذابك نستجير. أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا رب العالمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Thank you.